Welcome to the No Fluff Network Marketing Leadership Training Podcast for serious-minded, deep-thinking, career-oriented network marketing pros who are sick of the fluff and appreciate the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Now here's your host, who has produced over 200 hours of real-world training for the industry, 30-plus years network marketing pro, Dale Calvert.
Hey, this is Dale Calvert. I'd like to welcome you to this session of the No Fluff and Network Marketing Leadership Development Podcast. And when I say no fluff, obviously, if you're a regular listener of this podcast, you know that I sincerely believe that. I believe that the profession has become extremely weak. The leadership has become extremely weak. As Jim Rohn said years ago, you have to love people enough to tell them what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear. And today it seems like that, you know, the whole frame of reference is keep people in, excited, call them a rock star, stroke their egos, keep them on autoship as long as you can before they quit. And I've always believed your team is as strong as your weakest link. You're looking for the right people at the right time in their life. And if you look around the network marketing profession today, it appears more to be a social club of people that like hanging out with network marketers and having a business card than it does people that are really focused building a real team and a real business. And with that intro, it is my pleasure to introduce to you a training that was given several years ago, more important today than at any time in the history of network marketing. Network marketing has got to return to development of real leaders and real businesses and real teams. And with that, it's just a pleasure to introduce one of the most likable, teachable people I've ever worked with. And the title of this session is You Ought to Quit, from Steve Hicks.
Frontline. Five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not 6. Where's Dr. Paul? Not 19. He said I could pick on him, so I just had to. Let's see what happens. Hey, look at this. If you'll give New Image 5 years of your life, you'll be financially secure. How many of you believe that? Yeah. See, that's fact. Somebody asked me the other day, what's your hobby? New Image. What do you do for fun? New Image. What do you eat for breakfast? New Image. What do you eat for lunch? New Image. And there's some of you out there, and I can just see you're saying, hey, I'm not willing to commit that much. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But don't think you're going to come in here and make more money in the next 5 years than the average person makes in their lifetime if you're not willing to commit to something. Your life. That's the promise. With every promise, there's a what? A price that you're going to have to pay. You know the price most people pay? Mediocrity. They keep a job for 40 years that they don't like. It boggles my mind why a person would do something 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 50 weeks a year for 40 years that they don't like. And it wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have any options. We have options. But you're going to have to pay the price somewhere. And some of you are saying, well, I'm not willing to commit 5 years of my life to New Image. Well, that's fine. But don't stand in the way of people that are. And if you're going to do this, you got to pay here. There's four obstacles, four enemies you got to overcome. The first one is rejection. Anybody ever been rejected? Yeah. Anybody love to be rejected? Yeah. If you love to be rejected, you are sick. I'm just teasing. But I don't know anybody that likes to get rejected. It's not fun. Kim and I have been in this industry now for almost 9 years. It's still not fun to me to be rejected. But I've learned to get over it. And I've learned to get over it quickly. Because when I started and somebody rejected me, it knocked me out for 2 weeks. Some of you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And then you get that time down. Later, somebody rejects you and you get it down to where it only bothers you for a week. And then it only bothers you for a day. Now it bothers me long enough for me to say, I just don't think you're the type of person I'm looking for. Thank you for your time. And hang up. And if you have downline that don't like rejection, good. But if they can't face it, and if they're not willing to do what it takes to get over the rejection, there's four words you need to learn that will help your business more than anything else you've ever done. Are y'all ready? The four words, you ought to quit. Y'all didn't like those four words, did you? For some of you, ought spelled just like two, only backwards. Diminish the time you let rejection bother you. The second obstacle you're going to have to overcome is deception. One of the first things I learned in this business is people that you know, people that you love, will look you right in the eye and lie to you. Y'all found that out yet? If you hadn't found that out yet, you're not doing anything. I saw people out of the business briefing the other night, Thursday night. Yeah, there's a whole crowd of them out there. They're waiting. How many of you have done that? If you hadn't been out there waiting and nobody showed up, you hadn't invited enough people to a business briefing. Because they're going to lie to you. I'll be there. Now see, part of it's your fault, because some of you invited them last November and you hadn't talked to them since then. But understand, people are going to lie to you. apathy. When I saw this, I didn't know what apathy was. Apathy is, I don't care what you say, I don't care how good your program is, I'm going to work this lousy stinking job until I'm 65 and I'm going to try to retire on half of what I'm making now. That's apathy. But see, nobody in here has that or you wouldn't be here today. How many of you have downline like that? Four words. You ought to quit. See, we all need to go home and have a weenie roast. Get your organization out and roast all the weenies and get them out of your organization. Got a bunch of weenies in his organization. And don't we all? Next one is, this is a good one. Attrition. Guess what? Next slide. Guess what? People quit. Why do people quit? Because that's what quitters do. Why do liars lie? Because that's what liars do. People are going to come into your organization and they're going to quit. Are you going to let their failure cause yours?
No!
Some of you in here are. And that's truly, truly the sad part of this business. There's people in here today, right now, you're so excited you can't hardly stand it. You wish I'd shut up so you can go get to work. And somebody in your organization is going to quit. And you're going to let their failure cause yours. That's sad. So if you can get through the four major enemies, if you can get past the rejection and learn to live with it, and get past the deception, people lying to you, people telling you, I'm going to do this, I promise you, I'm going to do this, right after the holidays, I'm going to do this. Well, you know, it's a little cold, it's snowing up here, you know, I'm going to wait until the weather clears up a little bit. Then I'm going to do it. They're not going to do it, y'all. If you talk to somebody and they're going to do it, they're going to do it and they're going to start today. If they don't start today, they're not going to do it. And you know what you need to tell them? You ought to quit! Now, you start working and you get there. Then you got to build an organization. Understand roll-ups. How many of you understand? When you're in the organization, $210 qualifies you for every bonus you're entitled to, no matter what your position is. When you start building an organization, that's you up top. You qualify. That qualifies you for all the bonuses. The first two people, the first one didn't qualify, the second one did. You see, the second one's got $210 in volume. Because the first one didn't qualify, the second one comes up and they're your first level now. Do y'all understand how that happens? That's called roll-ups. It's called compression. That's why you can build this in depth and you can get the security that you're going to need 30 years down the road. Because everything compresses up. And you got to understand that or you're not going to understand the next step. So when you start building your organization, did I click it? There. You're at the top. Two legs. Start with two, and you build them straight down. Did y'all hear those last two words? You build them straight down. Straight down until you have at least three area directors in that leg. Somebody say, oh, wait, only got to have one to make senior. There's some people that you're trying to get to the next position in the marketing plan at the expense of your organization. Stop it. You don't have to. I'd rather take you a little bit longer to get the senior area director, but you got something when you get there. Wouldn't you? I don't know about down here in Florida, but in North Carolina, if you build an organization and it falls apart and you get 5, 10, and 15% of your first three levels, y'all know what 5, 10, 15% of nothing is? Nothing. We're trying to get you, understand once again, 30 years, you want an organization 30 years down the road? You build two legs straight down. Now some of your people in there, they're going to start branching off, and you see what they're doing? They're going to build two legs straight down. Why? Because that's what you what? That's what you told him to do, and that's what you're doing. So they're going to start building some legs. Now, once you got your three area directors, now you got to get objective with your organization. You got to look at that first line you have, and you got to ask yourself. And this is hard to do with your organization because everybody thinks everybody in their organization is wonderful. But you got to ask yourself. Don't even ask this until you get down three levels. You get down three area directors in there in each leg. You look at that leg and you say, "Do I have a leader there?" And a real good question is, if I quit tomorrow, do I have anybody in this leg that would keep on going without me? And if your answer is no, don't leave that leg. Don't leave it. You know what's going to happen to it if you leave it? I bet everybody here knows what's going to happen to it because it's happening to you, right? It's happening to others. It's going to dry out. You got your two. You feel like you got a leader in both of them. Build two more. Okay, let me get to this first. You never, ever want to sponsor more than one person wide under anybody. Now, I use brother-in-law this. I got a good brother-in-law, but some people have a sorry brother-in-law. See, if you build one leg under your brother-in-law, he came in the organization. He says he's going to do it. You get excited, you start going wide under him. Big mistake. You build one leg under him. Don't ever build more than one leg for him. Never. If you build one leg under him, you sponsor somebody under him, the prospect's spouse, the spouse gets five across. See, your brother-in-law orders a case, his check's only $189 because he's only an area director. Now, he's not going to spend $218 for very many months to get $189. We'll go to the next slide. If you build two lines under him, now he's got the same situation with two legs. Now he can spend $218 and get a check for $378. Now let me ask you this. If we're in the leadership development business, and that's exactly what we do, are you building a leader in your brother-in-law? He's sitting on the couch watching Roseanne and ordering a case every month. And you're not building anything. Don't build more than one leg under anybody until it reaches a point. I'll show you that in just a minute. Okay. Did I hit the button? Don't y'all love electronic? Like he was talking about the guy at the elevator. Do we have a slide coming up? There we go. Okay, you built two legs. You feel like they're pretty solid. Now you go build two more. And see what's happening to your first ones? While you're building two more, your first ones, they're continuing to go on. They're not stopping because you found somebody good in there, right? Whose organization are you building? Yours. Whose job is it to find somebody good? Not their sponsors. I'm not putting them under that guy. He won't work with them. He's not supposed to. You're building your organization. You got to work with your people. You got to teach them. You got to bring them down the road. You build two more just like it. Your first two are starting to come out a little bit. Next slide. Then you go build your fifth one. Now you got five, this is a key word, producing legs. Now when you hit senior and get paid on your fourth level, you got something on your fourth level to get paid on. And it's not just a position. You don't need a position. How many of you came in this business to have a position? You came in this business to be financially independent, is that right? Well, then you got to build it, right? So when you get the position, the income will be there. But if you don't, when you go to your third, fourth, and fifth level, your first and second leg is going to quit. And then what are you going to have 30 years down the road if everybody quits? Nothing. Now, see this guy over here in your first leg? The one that's taken off and he's got four across there? Now, with true conviction, You can go to the people above him. And you know what you tell the people above him? You ought to quit. And now you mean it. And you know what happens? The harder you try to drive them away, the more they want in your business. But see, and how many of you have heard the phrase, all you're looking for is two good people a year? See, everybody in here can quote that. You know it. But you don't feel it here. You're still in that, well, I got to have everybody mode. You talk to somebody and they can't see what you see, and we get frustrated. Well, maybe they're just not one of your two that you're looking for this year. I make a promise. When I sponsor somebody in, I make a promise to them. I say, you can come in this organization if you want to, but I'll promise you one thing. If you ever quit, eventually, I'll build it so big under you, you will want to sit down and cry. It may take a while, but eventually, I'm going to get down there. And they're going to despise the day that they ever quit. See, when you get somebody under somebody else, you can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. You build one leg under them. One leg under them. So that if they will come in and they will grow and they will develop and they will become the type of person that they're supposed to be, then they can go get their other four legs. Now they know what they're supposed to be doing. They understand the concepts. They're doing it. Now the leg that you produced under them, or that you put under them and that you helped it to grow and develop, is going to mean something to them, and they're going to know how to take care of it. But what a lot of us want to do is we want to say, well, they're never going to do anything anyway. And I don't like them that much anyway. I'm not putting anybody under them. I'm going to go over here and start a sixth leg. No. How many legs do you need? And it doesn't matter, you know, statistically, your best leaders are going to come from your seventh level and below. That is a network marketing fact. And I can look at our organization and guess how many legs we have? Guess how many of them were frontline to me when they sponsored? One. That's my dad. He hadn't quit because I won't let him. But when you start building down here, you start building your organization, and you start getting down in that organization, and you start looking for leadership, you start looking for people that have some reason, and they want it, and they grit their teeth when they talk all the time they want it so bad. And you go down and work with them, and it doesn't matter if they're on your first, your fifth, your 25th, or your 150th level. And guess what happens to everybody in between? They either do it or they quit. And when you get somebody down on your 12th, 13th level, and everybody in between wants to quit, that's fine. Yeah. I got a regional director here from New Mexico that was on my eighth level when he sponsored. Everybody in between him has quit. They didn't even renew. He's got two regionals under him. Would you renew for three regionals in your downline? Well, eight people didn't. They've lost forever. But you see, you know what I told the eight people when I talked to them? You ought to quit. You don't have to listen to a bunch of stuff. You don't need to listen to a bunch of stuff. And when people come to you griping, and they got their belly aching, and they're telling you why it won't work, and they hadn't had results, and they wish they'd have results, and all this stuff, four words. It'll build your business faster than anything you can ever do. I promise you that. But until you get the concept that you don't need everybody, that you're looking for 2 years, you're not going to do that. You're not going to say that. See, this is bottom line. You're looking for leadership. You're not selling pills. You're not promoting good health. Those are just side benefits, is all they are. You are looking and trying to identify and develop leadership in this company. Because who moves the product?
Leaders.
All of you know that. All of you know it here. There's very few of you that feel it here. And you say, well, how do I feel it here? You keep listening to it, and listening to it, and listening to it, and listening to it, and listening to it. And it goes in this ear and comes out this ear. It goes in and comes out. It goes in and comes out. And one day, when you hear it for the 150,000th time, it goes in this ear, but it comes down and it hits here. And then you're going to understand why you want to build deep. Some of you still don't understand why you want to do this. But that's fine. Some things you got to take on faith. Some things you got to listen to your sponsor and do what they ask you to do. Whether you understand it or not, and understand that down the road, you're going to have a full understanding of what they're doing and what you're trying to do. But you're looking for leadership, and it doesn't matter what level they're on. When you find them, you got to go down, and you got to work with them, and you got to get their 20 reasons, and you got to develop them, and you got to go through their memory jogging with them, and you got to do it. Because it's whose organization? It's yours. I hope y'all can see that. You know, where I'm from, we don't have snow days. Courtney, we got a 7-year-old. She's here with us now. And, you know, most people in the spring, they have what they call snow days, where the kids have to make up snow days. We have hurricane days. Where we have hurricanes, and then the kids are out of school because there's no electricity and there's no water, and then you got to make up the time. And we had a couple hurricanes this year. And I took this picture out beside our house. This is a pine tree. I don't know how much you know about pine trees, but if you've ever lived around them, and I have my whole life, when they start growing, the root grows about as deep as the tree. You can pull up a little pine tree that's about this high, and the root is as deep as the tree. It's got a taproot that goes all the way down in the ground. And when the hurricane came, these things are flapping in the wind like a rag doll. But when the hurricane's done, it's still there. And if you can see that picture, y'all see how it's kind of leaning a little bit? But guess what? It's still there. Guess what? It's still producing. It still has pine cones. It still has seed. It still has everything that it needs because it's a living creature. It's a hardwood. When they grow, the roots grow out about 19 wide. I want y'all to know, Dr. Paul said I could pick on it. I did ask permission. But they grow out. Now, the same little girl, same tree. These trees are almost as wide as they are tall. And look what happens when the same hurricane hits. This tree was about the same size as the pine tree. That's why we took a picture of that one. I hope y'all know that tree will never produce again. It can never duplicate itself again. Pine tree will be there for years and years and years and years and years. It'll be producing year after year. It's going to produce. It's going to make pine cones. It's going to have new leaf. It's going to have new growth. It's going to have new seed. Year after year after year, it's over for this tree. Now, what have you got to do? Go deep. When you get somebody, you build it under them, straight down under them, and then what do you tell that person? You ought to quit. 5 years of your life. You see, let me tell y'all a story of why this means so much to me and why it aggravates the mud out of me. Yes, I have mud in me. Why it aggravates the mud out of me when people won't go deep. 5 years ago, when we started full-time in network marketing, We run into this guy named Dale Calvert. Anybody ever heard of him? Two of you? Okay. And we started with another company. There was a company called NSA. Some of you, most of you probably heard them. We sponsored in December of 1990. Same month Dale did. We quit for a year. We did absolutely nothing for a year. Because I had so many preconceived ideas about network marketing, and I knew network marketing, the concept was good on paper, but it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work for me. It might work for others, but it wasn't going to work for me. And so when we came into NSA, I couldn't see it. Well, what Dale started doing is he started building a leg under me, straight down. Straight down. He went down 8 levels, found 8 total duds. Good people, good, great people, tremendous people to be around. But as far as the business went, they were 8 total duds. But one of those duds got excited enough to go give a video to a lady. Her name's Carol Ely. Y'all ever heard of her?
Yeah.
She does pretty good in this business. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
The 8 people in between her and I quit. See, there's a concept in this business, and it's called you do this business as you were done unto. Now, it took me a year to get the cobwebs out of my head enough to do this business. But I never quit. I had enough sense not to quit. The only reason I'm here today is because somebody in my upline truly believed in the concept that you can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And not only did he know it here, he felt it here. Question. If he would not have built deep under me, who would have lost? Who else? Dale. You build deep under your people, you give them every chance in the world. Don't build it for them. But you build one leg under them so deep that if they ever quit, they'll regret the day. And you give this business 5 years, and you look for the leader. See, I got a guy in my organization right now. He was a director in Amway. The guy could be tremendous, but he ain't doing nothing. I built one leg under him. He's got over 200 people in his organization right now. I sent him a copy of his genealogy last week before I came. But here's the box. See, there's people out there, and you're thinking, oh, if I could just get this heavy hitter. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking it doesn't matter to me if the guy comes in or not. Because I know, maybe he's not one of my 2. Maybe he'll come in next year. Maybe he won't. But we've already got leaders down under him, so it doesn't matter to me if he does or not. So you know what I can go to him and look him in the eye and say and really believe? You ought to quit! And you can too. Remember those 4 words. Thank y'all.
I hope you enjoyed that session from Steve Hicks. I thought it was phenomenal. First time I heard it. I hope you guys related with it. If you listen to this podcast regularly, I'm sure you did. You know, Brian Tracy said it best. Real leaders don't develop followers. Real leaders don't develop followers. They develop other leaders. I've tried to communicate for years and years. If you can just find 3 people a year that want it as bad as you do, in 3 years you'll be a superstar. And most people spend way too much time trying to convince people and resell them instead of teaching them how to sell themselves with the four beliefs and everything that you've just heard. Truth is truth. Wisdom is wisdom. Build a team, guys. Build a team that you're proud of. Build a team of leaders. And the best way to do that is to set the example for people, go into the marketplace, make it happen, and the right people will come with you. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Dale Calvert. I'm glad to be able to bring you some classic trainings from time to time. This certainly was from Steve. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look forward to talking to you next week on another session of the No Fluff Network Marketing Leadership Development Podcast. And if you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button. Hit the subscribe button. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the No Fluff MLM Leadership Training Podcast. To download the show notes for this episode, you can find them under the podcast section at www.mlmhelp.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, the teaching is in the words, but the learning is in the silence.